Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another absolutely energized, fabulous evening of the Rolling Energy Group. Sit back, buckle up, and get ready for some educational information. Disclaimer, this show has not been evaluated by any government or regulatory agencies. We are not here to talk about prevention, cures, diagnostics, or talk about any kind of disease or anything medical whatsoever. This show is educational and informational purposes only. Please make sure that you get back with your practitioner, licensed physicians, and bring them on the show for any kind of questions or any kind of answers. Second, we will not be discussing any kind of income. Please make sure that you get with a person that invited you to the show tonight so you can get their website and you can go read about the rewards and the compensation and the structure of the pay. And I would personally suggest you read it 5 times and take notes because you're going to learn a lot from there just like tonight. I'd grab a pen, I'd grab a piece of paper and take some notes because you may have some questions after this is over. And if you're a first-time caller tonight, we want to reward you by giving us simply your honest opinion on this radio show. All we're going to ask you to do is for your first name. If you want to tell us the state you're calling from, we'd love to see how many states will be on tonight. And all we ask is you tell us the person that invited you because you win freebies, but the guests that invited you, they win freebies as well. And then our crew and our team, we love you. We value you. Thank you for working the board for us. You know who you are. We appreciate you tremendously. Now, my name is Gary Shaw. I have a little old business degree and a marketing degree. But my co-host and my business partner, a friend of mine, actually he's been a mentor to me for years. He is actually or was a college professor. He taught in two major universities in Ohio. He has this little MBA degree and a little psychology degree and a little speech degree and a few other things. But he taught graduate students and college students and wrote 2 curriculums for 2 major universities. He taught all aspects of business and psychology and philosophy and different things, you know, and to people in marketing. He and I both have built linear businesses and sales organizations that exceeded $2 or $3 million a year. So we think we've got the information to share with you that might be beneficial to help you. So again, take some notes. But Professor Herb Samuels has one thing different than a lot of people. This guy can go in the middle of nowhere in Belize or in Saudi Arabia or England or anywhere in the world and get into the deserts, get into the jungles, get into the swamps, get way out in the middle of nowhere and show people things that weeds or berries or plants are just, you know, things that can sustain your life if you were basically got caught out in the middle of nowhere and didn't have any food. He can show you things to eat, and he lives that lifestyle. So with that, I want to introduce my friend, my business partner, and mentor, Professor Herb Samuels. Herb, are you here yet?
And no, Mr. Herb is not in the building yet.
Look for a question mark. I'm sure he is. Herb.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome aboard. Mike's good.
We are.
Take away.
All right. Let's start with a little history. But before we start with that little history, let's preface why we're here tonight. We're going to talk about some revolutionary technologies that are now a part of our world that most first-time listeners don't even believe are possible. And I was in the same boat. When I heard this, it just didn't make any sense. But the reality is that there are now 6 U.S. patents. There are literally tens of thousands of individuals around the world that are experienced with the benefits of these various technologies. And for many, They are impacting their lives in such a dramatic fashion that they'll never look back at technologies that they may have used in the past prior to their knowledge of what you're about to learn. So let's look into history. About 1900, a young man came to the United States. His name was Nikola Tesla. And Tesla was way ahead of his time. He was a futurist, specifically highly educated. He was a physicist, a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer. He eventually went on to develop more than 1,000 patents. Think about that. And ultimately, a lot of the ideas that he had and talked about and wrote in his journals, we have no idea what he was even talking about yet. And we're going to talk a lot about some of the pioneering work that he did on quantum resonating energy in the 20s. Took us 100 years to get our you know, kind of heads around it. And now we have some amazing, simple solutions to some of the most complicated issues of our era. So who was Nikola Tesla? Well, you may have heard of the Niagara hydro plant on the Niagara River near Niagara Falls. Mr. Tesla figured out how to put some turbo generators in the water or, you know, near the river, and ultimately was able to create enough power to light up the entire Niagara region, and it's still powered by that particular power plant. It's been replicated all through the world. In 1895, in his journals, he was looking, you know, kind of into the future, and he had diagrams of people riding in cars without drivers. I think he was a little ahead of his time. And he is, you know, really well known for one of the projects, and unfortunately, a guy named J.P. Morgan, a banker, pulled the financial backing on that project, partially because of the influence of a couple guys that you probably heard of, Westinghouse and Edison. And the reality was his Tesla coil would have produced electricity that would have transferred through the air so that everybody would have free electricity through the world, not exactly the way it is in most parts of the world today. So let me jump about 100 years. In 2012, a young man in New Hampshire received a letter in the mail, and it was an invite to the Tesla convention. That's an esoteric event in which very few people in the world are ever honored with an invitation. Well, Mike was excited, and he was ready to go, you know, time to pack the bags, get on his way. Well, his dad, Rick Hassler, who, serious businessman, had recently sold one of his companies after 25 years of development as an Inc. 500 to the industrial giant from Japan, Kyocera, for big bucks. And he certainly could afford to send his son anywhere in the world, but he had some reservations. The conference that year was in Germany, and Mike was a New Hampshire backwoods kid and, you know, just respectfully stated. Ultimately, didn't have a whole lot of worldly experience and certainly had not been across the pond into countries where they didn't speak English. And Rick was really kind of concerned. And furthermore, I say this also respectfully, he was, you know, worried about who he was going to be exposed to. Some of the geekiest people in the world attend the Tesla convention. And what would that do to Mike? You know, how would that influence the young man? He was 19 at the time. Well, they argued for a long time, and Mike eventually won. He said, "Dad, you know, I have to be there. You know, this is the pinnacle of my, you know, young age. It may be what absolutely jumps me into my manhood and everything that happens for the rest of my life." And his dad said, "You're right. You're going. Catch, though. I'm going with you." And that's what happened. They went to Germany. They attended all the lectures and all the breakout sessions. They had so much brain swell, it was overwhelming, and they came back to the States. Rick, father, pretty much pigeonholed everything he heard because it was so futuristic. You know, it was kind of stuff like right out of Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty. You know, we may be getting close to that now, but in 2012, it certainly was a ridiculous concept. And for Rick, he thought, well, science fiction, you know, maybe if I live long enough, there will be something that comes out of that. But for now, not very relevant to the world. His son Mike had completely different perceptions. He came to his dad and he said, Dad, based upon what we learned and some thoughts I have and some cool ideas that I believe I can put together, I believe we could develop something practical and impact the world. And his dad was like shocked, you know, double take, quadruple take, you know, maybe even almost had his head spin around. What are you talking about, Mike? Mike said, Dad, I got it. And at that point, Rick has a lot of confidence in all of his children, and he said to him, well, what do you need? And Mike said, money, Dad, and lots of it. Well, that really wasn't an issue, but, you know, serious businessman. He said, for what? And Mike started spelling it out. I need state-of-the-art computer equipment. I need the ability to isolate frequencies. I need the ability to work with blue light energy. I need the ability to embed frequencies into substrates. I need the ability to work with aqueous solutions. And he went on and on, literally describing the state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratory. Rick said, that sounds mighty expensive. And at that point, Mike said, that was Rick that said it sounded expensive. And Mike said, a mere pittance, Dad. You know, once we develop something that's going to impact the world, insignificant investment. And with that, having, you know, again, serious confidence in his children, he gave Mike the checkbook. Mike went shopping, got the equipment he needed, and he focused and he worked and he worked. And he was pretty much unalterable. You know, you couldn't get him away from his projects. He was just working and working, having a great time. He began to, you know, work with resonating energies. He figured out, you know, some various ways of isolating frequencies from given sources, and everything in this planet has a given frequency. And it resonates that frequency continuously, whether it's a plant, whether it's a vitamin or a mineral, whether it's an eyeball or your kidney, or whether it's some kind of hard substance like glass or concrete, everything resonates a frequency. So here's the first patent. Here's the practical application. This is the technology that changed our world, and most people are unaware of it. But we're working, and we want you to join us to help us spread the word, because it's that important. Again, these are patents. There are six of them, and you can review them. Get back to the individual who invited you to this information tonight, and they'll be glad to guide you directly to the information. Have at it. Don't take my word for it. Don't take any of the information that you hear tonight other than as an eye-opener to begin your own personal investigation. And even better than that, in my opinion, every single item that I'm talking about is manufactured in the U.S. under these patents by a, you know, very formidable, very, very successful manufacturing, research and development, and distribution company in Brockton, Massachusetts. They have an unconditional guarantee on everything, so there's no financial risk in trying anything. And I highly recommend becoming an experiment. Try to prove us wrong. Try to prove that any of these don't work extremely well. And I think you're going to have a real epiphany that our world has changed. So the first patent, a trifecta basically, is number one, we isolate the quantum resonating frequency from a source. Number two, we embed it into a substrate. And I'm going to call those substrates that hold the energy batteries from here on in, just because we all could relate to the simplicity of a battery. You know, we know what they are. We put them in our flashlights. We put them in our cars. We put them in our boats. And we know that, you know, they hold energy. This is different kind of energy. It's quantum resonating energy, but it is held efficiently in these batteries. And the company has done a lot of research working with various substrates, and they came up with two that they really find to be very formidable at being able to hold the energy without it changing. The first is basically a hologram, and these aren't average holograms. Our holograms, when you look at the freshness card, and you kind of change the angles, you'll see that it's layered and it has geometric patterns built into it. It's a pretty advanced, sophisticated hologram. And when you look at the carbon fiber material that we make a lot of our modalities out of, our batteries, you know, now are in carbon fiber form, and they hold energy for, you know, probably years efficiently. And we'll talk about that, but they're specialty carbon fiber. And the third part, and this is where it gets pretty hard to believe, and that is that anything with a energy field, whether it's a plant, an animal, a mammal, a human, is exposed to one of these batteries. In other words, when it comes into the proximity of an energy field, the recipient receives the benefit from the battery as if they had consumed the original source that emanates the energy, you know, as if they had consumed that mineral or vitamin, or as if they had been exposed to the original emanating source. Like, we have embedded the frequency of the earth into a carbon fiber battery. Amazing. What did I just say? That's not possible, is it? We still have to consume minerals, don't we? Or vitamins? Or food? Or plants to get the benefit? No, we don't. We have such an efficient reality now in that energy stimulates the body's energy fields in such an efficient manner. And the great thing is that you can't overdose or underdose on energy. Your body will only use what it needs. So it's much better than trying to consume the right amount of vitamin C or vitamin D. Because you don't know. I mean, fortunately, with vitamin C, your body will excrete any excess. But with vitamin D, not the same case. You could definitely have a problem with you know, an overdose or too much of various kinds of vitamin D. Well, not with energy. So here we go on a journey. And this journey is something that should be part of your today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. And everybody that you care about should also embark on the same journey because it's going to improve their lives dramatically. The first development was something called Relief. Looks like a Band-Aid. It's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It's a peel and stick. It holds the energy in this particular battery for 72 hours, 3 days. And it has more than 100 different frequencies embedded into it. It's empowering. And it will provide relief, relief from stress and anxiety, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, indigestion, pretty much anything that you or your pet or your animals, you know, kind of suffer from, something out of the normal that creates a need for relief. One of these simple batteries placed in the area of discomfort, and it will revolutionize your quick recovery. Some people in seconds, some people in minutes, some people it takes a little longer, some people, you know, may even take a couple resonators, a couple of these batteries. But the bottom line is they are incredibly effective. The second one is something called Nitro. It stimulates the natural nitric oxide production in the mammalian body. We learned in 1998 there was a Nobel laureate. He won the Nobel Physics Prize while he was pioneering the information to the understanding of how nitric oxide impacts the mammalian body. And here's a couple takeaways. One, it's a natural vasculator. It literally opens up the cardiovascular system, allowing for more efficient delivery of nutrients and oxygen to every cell in your body. How important is oxygen? Well, if you don't think it's important, just stop breathing for a while. Or if you want to see how empowering it is, add the, you know, benefits of oxygen by huffing a little oxygen. Or if you choose, you can indeed add a little hyperventilation to your routines. Either way, you'll see that it guides your body to a little better performance, a little faster recovery, a little, you know, better mental clarity and focus. If you head into the bedroom and you have, you know, serious nitric oxide production going on, boy, is it going to be a better experience. If you specifically are about to undertake some kind of physical project, you're going to find you have that extra performance, faster recovery. If you're in some kind of competitive sport, don't you want the edge? Nitric oxide, simple resonator, much better than any, you know, natural supplement that you could possibly find to stimulate your natural nitric oxide production. Now I'm going to really quickly pounce on various other modalities available. We have an immunity modality. It's unbelievably effective. It has frequencies of vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, cotacota, licorice root, elderberry. It goes on, a cornucopia of frequencies that we know that those natural ingredients stimulate incredible enhancement in immune system function in a simple battery. All energy, no chemicals. We move on. We have something called Burn. Great for losing inches and pounds. Great for natural detoxification. Great for allowing your brain to begin to take control of your appetite so that you suppress those urges, those cravings for sugars and soda pop and things that absolutely are horribly detrimental to your health. We have a CBD battery. Amazing. It comes from full spectrum organic CBD, energy only, so that you don't have to worry about figuring out what kind of dosage you need. You don't have to worry about the fillers, or you don't have to worry about the flavorings that a lot of companies put into their CBDs that denigrate its effect. You don't have to worry about bioavailability. You don't have to worry about digestion. We have energy only, so it resonates continuously in your body, gets the full impact so that your endocannabinoid system, which is part of every mammalian body, gets stimulated effectively, and that begins to bring everything back into balance. How important is balance in all the systems of your body? It's critical. If it's out of balance, you begin to have some complications. If it gets way out of balance, it could create, you know, time to visit a doctor, time to go to the hospital, crazy dysfunctional realities that you don't need in your life. So please try our resonators. And for people that have CDLs or work for the military or the federal government, state government, school districts, universities, and they're concerned about testing positive for cannabis, not a concern. We have absolutely no physical chemicals in our CBD batteries, only energy, so there will be no possibility of your tests going south. We have something called Revive, and that's great for any complications from the neck on up. We have a sleep battery. Everybody needs deep restorative sleep. We have a wow battery. If you want wow in your life, if you want a little extra energy or a lot of extra energy, if you want the ability to overcome discomfort, if you want to get rid of anxiety and stress, if you want the ability to even, you know, kind of work out some stiffness in your body simply by putting on a resonator, you need to try our wow. And you're going to say, like the rest of us, wow, based upon that experience. I'm going to jump ahead, talk about three other modalities that are unique and patented. One is an EMF shield. And what it does is it literally impacts the body in such a way that the electromagnetic frequency that is being emitted by so many gadgets and gizmos in our life, our cell phones, our routers, our notebooks, our laptops, our smart appliances, our smart meters, our fobs, our Bluetooth, things that we use and depend on every day in our lives that emit radiation, it neutralizes that impact. Don't take my word for it. We have absolute documentation. There's a little 4-minute video done by an investigative news reporting crew in Australia that you need to watch. And then you need to procure these immediately, put them on all your devices, and especially protect your children and grandchildren. We have a freshness card. It's amazing. It extends the vibrancy, the vitality of fruit, and vegetables and leftovers and meat and seafood and bread and pasta and pastries and cut flowers by up to 50%. It's going to save you a ton of money. There are so many other advantages. We had a seminar this morning, a Zoom webinar with a naturopath from Paris, and boy, did we learn a lot again. I mean, there are so many applications. What it does, among other things, is it mitigates the development of mold, fungi, and bacteria. And, you know, we have so many reasons to begin to have positive frequencies impact our lives, our water sources. Understand we're, you know, 60, 70% water. And EMF literally denigrates. It makes water not bioavailable. You know, you could drink a lot of irradiated water and get very little benefit out of it. Our freshness card has been scientifically verified to improve that negative impact on waters. And, you know, just another takeaway, don't drink water that you don't treat with the earthing card if it's, you know, anything other than fresh water directly out of an artesian well or out of, you know, a fresh water source, because the longer that water is exposed to the radiation coming from 3G, 4G, 5G, the less ability it has to hydrate you. Think about that. Time to do something about it. And the final thing that I'm going to talk about is definitely the quintessential item in our product line. It's called an earthing card, and it has the frequencies of the earth embedded in it. Is that important? We are beings of the earth. We were intended to live long, vibrant, anti-aging lives. If you look in the early, you know, kind of stories in the Bible, there were people that lived 800, 900 years. Well, you hear that anymore? Not even close. Why? Because we've eliminated our ability to enjoy, among other complications, there's so many stressors that go on every day in our lives, but we've left the earth. We just don't integrate directly with the frequencies of the earth very often. And this card gives you the opportunity to enjoy that benefit 24 hours a day, continuously. And it also has built in it frequencies that mitigate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. How important is that? Well, we could demonstrate simply by passing this card to somebody. It improves their strength, their range of motion, their balance. A lot of people notice mental clarity and focus. A lot of people have a calming effect. A lot of people just feel what they call a feeling of well-being. And it is important that you do everything that you can to protect your children from the, you know, a pernicious effect of 5G, and understand in this world, you can't hide anymore. They're deploying 32,000 satellites as we speak to make sure that 5G is available everywhere. Well, pay attention. Take advantage of these technologies and really begin to bring up your level of health and vitality. And with the Freshness card, save money. It can pay for, you know, all of these modalities, just the savings alone. Now, going to turn my hat just kind of a little the other direction, having been a former college instructor, having, you know, developed some business curriculums, having had traditional businesses that have, you know, ultimately exceeded $10 million in annual sales. I specifically get a little bit about marketing and business, and I hope I can convey it right now. This is a huge opportunity. Do not procrastinate. You could become a brand partner here without spending any money and have the ability to market, to begin to share information related to these technologies with people all around the world and profit immediately. No risk. We do something in graduate school, you know, Al, one of the most important things in analyzing business is something called risk versus return. Well, with no investment, there is no risk. Okay, the returns, they can be whatever you aspire to create. Now, let me, you know, not make any claims here. It's up to you as to what you develop. Once you're a brand partner, you'll immediately earn money anytime anybody purchases from your replicated site, which we provide to you at no cost to you, none.
we specifically have the opportunity to give your invitees, people that you spark their interest in, their curiosity, to being able to simply get free resonators at our expense, not yours, and try these various batteries. And as they, you know, kind of go through their own understanding, their own investigation, their own experience, and they choose to purchase, cha-ching, your register goes off. Buy all the products in the product line from earnings if you want to. A lot of our brand partners have done that. Step up to the plate, purchase a package. There are huge values in the various packages. We have a March special that has more than $1,200 worth of products, two of the earthing cards, one of the freshness cards, all the patches pretty much that are available through this company, $1,200 worth of product for under $400. And again, share it with a friend, share it with your family, plan your purchases to your major, you know, major advantage, but use these products as quickly as you can and understand they're all unconditionally guaranteed. And as you begin to get good at inviting people to our radio blog show, you don't have to do what I'm doing. You don't have to explain any of this until you are competent and you want to do it. More power to you. But for now, simply invite people. Become good at creating curiosity and getting people in front of this information. And as they indeed pull out their credit cards, you're going to watch your checks grow. If you want to turn it into a part-time business, maybe, you know, walk away from your part-time job. Easy to do. If you want to step up your game, become a better inviter, learn, you know, more of effective ways of getting people in front of this information, you could definitely develop full-time income working part-time. And then if you have the vision, like a lot of us who have become brand partners here, you know, as we see better and better results, as we see where this company is going, as we have a glimpse into the future, with some of the technologies that we're about to release to the world, we understand unlimited solutions to people's complicated needs, and that means unlimited potential for income growth. So with that, don't procrastinate. Get back to the individual who invited you here tonight. Get your site set up immediately and for tomorrow night, and you know, as many nights as you can, invite other people to this blog talk radio show. We do it every night at 8 o'clock Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time, except for Tuesday and Friday. We have a special promotion going on, and that is if you indeed have four individuals that you invite to this show between now and the end of the month, we're going to throw in not only the two resonators that you receive each time you get a new guest, but we're also going to throw in an EMF shield simply for doing what you need to do if you want to become successful anyhow. And each one of your guests, by simply going through the process of identifying themselves and then receiving some additional information on those topics that are of interest and reviewing it, or joining as a brand partner, they have earned their three resonators. If they want to up that to eight resonators, a 24-day supply, all they need to do is within 7 days have two guests who are first-time listeners mention their name. So they get the three resonators, and the brand partner that does that, or the new individual that, you know, specifically is taking some action at spreading the word within their first 7 days, they get eight resonators instead of two, a 24-day supply. Doesn't get any simpler. There is no marketing strategy that can be, you know, any more effective than what you just heard. And I highly recommend that you don't ignore anything that you heard this evening. With that, back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Irv. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, a splendid conversation. So at this point, what I'd like to do, I want to open up the line, and I'm going to ask you to press 1 on your phone. If you're a brand partner, hold back. If you're a new person and this is your first time ever calling into our show, press 1. We need to know your first name only. You don't have to say your last name if you don't want to. We'd like to know the state that you're calling from, because we'd like everybody to hear, you know, all the new partners and the states we have. And most importantly, everyone loves to hear their first name called, their name called, because when you win, they win. So with that, Sean, do you have anybody yet that has actually pressed one?
We don't have anybody that's new. Everybody's a brand.
Start opening up lines.
Any testimonials? Anybody with a testimony, press one that they want to tell what they've experienced from the product.
And before we do we want to make sure that if any brand partners happen to have a guest on three-way to the call, please open your line so that we can indeed hear the new guest.
There we go. 3808, you're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. This is Scott from Dry Run. I got a testimonial. It's been I didn't think I was going to be able to go walking today. We went hiking today for like 4.5-5 miles, and my sister asked all week long if I was going to be able to go because I got a sore right foot. And I was like, well, I'm going to go regardless. I said, I'll figure something out. So I stuck six nitros on my leg because I didn't think I'd have the energy to walk that distance. So I put on six nitros, and I threw an earthing cart in my right shoe. And I needless to say, I walked the whole entire 4.5-5 miles, and I didn't have any pain. I was actually, when we were done, I was like, well, who wants to go around again? So the earthing card, folks, the earthing card's where it's at. The earthing card, and you want energy. If you need extra energy, just put a couple nitros on your ankles and look out, you know what I mean? Because you're good to go. My sister's like, what are you doing? What's got you so? I was like, and I looked at my pants legs, and then I showed them, and they're like, oh. I was like, see, I told you. So, yeah, the nitro. But and I also had four relief on my back because I have some pretty severe back issues, and the discomfort in my back is pretty significant at times, to where the doctors had me on some of the highest narcotic medications that the doctors prescribed. So anyhow, the relief, four of those, and I don't have any back discomfort this evening. I'm not tired. So I'm actually been out here cruising in a Blackstone for like the last hour. So, yeah, I mean, it's just all the product. Oh, and also have two immunity on as well. I changed them this morning too. So immunity, nitro, relief, and earthing cards, and you got it made. You can pretty much tackle the world. So as far as my dog,
go ahead. I wanted you to talk about your dog.
Oh, okay. So my dog has an earthing card on her and a lanyard sleeve that's attached to her dog collar, zip tied to the dog collar. And then she has immunity on the sleeve of the lanyard thing. It's on her collar. She has immunity on there. I think Teresa said she actually put a nitro on her the other day. And then she has an actual CBD tag, but she also has the WOW batteries on her sleeve also, and then she has like four relief on there. And like I said, she's a 14-year-old Akita. Some days she's walking sideways, but she's still trucking it. And I thought about putting her down, but you know what I mean, she's not in any discomfort. She's holding her own for 14 years old. I mean, most Akitas only live 8.5 to 10 years. And we raw feed, and she's still tearing up her food. And if you don't have her meal on time, she's telling you about yourself. So, you know what I mean? There's no sense in putting her down as well as she does when you change her batteries. So, we'll keep her. Hopefully, make it to 15.
Scott, you want to clarify? You said she walks sideways. What's that an indication of? Related to batteries?
Well, she's walking sideways because her hips, her rear end legs are like really very, you know, fragile. They're very weak. so she sometimes gets going sideways. I think Teresa may have videoed it. I asked her to. But anyhow, and then when you stick the modalities on that our company has, the however you want to call them, patches, batteries, whatever you want to say, that's your choice. I'll go with what Herb says and call them batteries. So when you change her batteries, what it does is it somehow she's going straight then for a week or two, and then you got to do it all over again. But as long as you keep changing her batteries, she just keeps on trucking.
Love it. Thank you very much, Scott.
Now, Scott, well, hold on. Now, you got a wife that has stomach issues, and what does she do with her earthing cart for her stomach?
Oh, I got them too, man. I'll tell you what. The other morning, I had a severe issue. And so what I did was you take that earthing card, and I had pajama bottoms on, and I just stick that, like, right in the front of the tuck it right in the pajama bottoms, leave it lay on the stomach. Man, 10 minutes later, I was able to go right back to sleep. I woke up, and I felt great. And that's exactly what she does. Half the time when she goes to bed, she's not feeling great in the stomach. So she'll take that earthing card. I think I got 3 or 4 of them in the bed. I got one on each side of the headboards on the bed. And then she actually literally sticks one on her stomach and goes to sleep with it on her stomach because she said that's how much relief that she gets in her stomach from doing that. And I did it the other morning, and it wasn't even 10 minutes. 10 minutes I had that on there, and I was feeling horrible. I took my insulin, and I went back, and I laid down, and I was just like, ugh. And it wasn't yet. 10 minutes later, I was like, wow, okay, I'm going to sleep now. And I get up, and I just felt fantastic when I get up. The things that this company has, the batteries, the earthing cards, the food freshness card, literally, I can go in there right now, and I've been, if all of you have heard me, like probably 2.5 weeks ago now, those same oranges are still in my refrigerator, and I can go in and cut one right now, and it's still just as fresh as the day that I bought them. And we're working on going on 3 months on a bag of oranges. That is insane. But it's the God.
One more thing, Scott. One more thing. For all anybody new, you've done other marketing before. Can you tell people the difference with the other marketing and what the help that you get with this one? Can you elaborate this a little bit with what you've seen that we do versus any of the other things has done? I mean, what kind of help do you get?
A lot of other companies and people. People would make trips and come and like do a presentation, like an hour presentation or something like that. But that was all the help that I got. In this business here, that's a total different story. Anytime you pick up the phone and you call someone for help, you just got to keep calling because sooner or later somebody's going to help you. You're going to get that person. You just got to get anybody will help you. You just got to get them on the phone. And if you really, really are serious about building this, you can have Irv Samuels show up at your doorstep and you can go flea marketing for a month or so, which I'm hoping he's coming back because flea marketing's coming up real soon.
Great idea. Love it.
But you can get help anywhere in this business. Gary, Sheila, Sean, Scott Shriver, Teresa Shriver, Sheila Schiffman, Al Mullen. You know, all you got to do is pick up the phone and ask. And I'm sure I've missed a lot of people, but I'm just telling you, there's anybody, all of us and any of us will help you in this business. You just have to open your mouth and ask for it. If you don't ask, you ain't going to get it. You know what I mean? Not unless somebody's struggling and you got a lot of volume under you and you're not doing anything, then you might get a call saying, hey, all you got to do is, do this and start working on building the team and you got all this already in your account. Your checks are going to start rolling in. So it's all on you. You can make, a little bit of money. You can make a medium amount of money or you can make a lot amount of money. It's all in what you want to do yourself and asking for help. But if you, like I said, if you don't ask, you're not going to get it. So that's what I got, folks. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
Scott. Thank you,
really
Scott.
Appreciate that. Now we're going to try to get Gary to top that. Gary?
All right.
Very simply, in 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
In 30,
I understand that burn
30
works.
Seconds.
Would you agree?
Burn absolutely works. I've lost over 100 pounds with a burn. And CBD.
Enough said.
I wear three around my stomach, and wear one under my belly button. But not only that, I had an experience this past Monday where I got food poisoned, and I took Relief, I took WOW, I took Nitro. I didn't think about the food freshness card, but I did. I laid down on it, and because I was basically, I had it coming out both ends. I was puking to the point that it was nothing. I was losing everything. It went to dry heaves, and then it went to the, I was running to the toilet. I come back and stuck on some more. I'd already had them on, but I stuck them on my stomach, and I laid down on top of a food freshness card, and within 10 minutes, my stomach cleared up. It wouldn't bounce around, wouldn't queasy. I finally did that around probably about 5:15, 5:20 in the morning after staying up and couldn't go sleep. I laid down and got 3 hours of sleep and felt really good and energized, and I was up for another 18 hours after that rolling.
Love it. Thank
it
you.
It works. Works.
Sean, anybody else? Press one.
Yep.
Hey, Sean,
yep,
do you have 856? You got 8564 on here?
No, sir. But we got 8421.
Wow.
You're live.
Hi, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hey,
welcome.
Pam.
Hey, guys, I got some awesome testimonials. So
cool.
I had a woman come into the store, and she bought a pet tag. She's very concerned about her puppy, who is like Scott's, you know, living a great life, but suddenly no longer eating, just, you know, things going really downhill really quickly. She said he's about 13 years old, and she was really concerned. So she got the pet tag. She went home. She came back into the store with tears in her eyes saying he started eating right away. He's eating great, and he was playing in the backyard, which she hasn't seen him do for years. So she came in, not only to tell us and thank us, but to buy one for herself. So that was amazing. And then...
Fantastic.
Yes. I mean, you know, when you see that emotion and, you know, just the relief that someone's experiencing because, you know, the pet that you love is not suffering. So that was beautiful. And then also we had an event, and one of the women has some severe hip issues and sleep issues due to the discomfort from the hip. And she texted me today, and she said she slept better than she slept in forever, and she feels great, and she's in. She's definitely wanting to know more about our product, because in one night she felt, you know, an awesome difference. So thrilled,
awesome,
as always, with Nature's Frequencies, and just feeling totally blessed to be able to help other people.
Fantastic. What kind of help would you say you get, Pam, in this business? Now, you're a Reiki master, so you know a lot already, and a lot of people don't know what Reiki is, and a lot of people do. But what kind of overall help have you gotten from this team?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, when you come into it, you feel the energy of it. You feel the benefits of it. In Reiki, we learn how to channel energy to help people with things that they're going through. But we can't go home with them. And we can help them from a distance, we can't energy 24/7 for them. So to me, that's one of the most thrilling things with Nature's Frequencies. It's like they can take their Reiki practitioner home with them. and had the benefits of all that stuff Herb was talking about, even over and above the Reiki frequencies. So this, it blows my mind. I have quite a few people who just can't get their heads around it, but then when they experience it, they can't deny it. So that's another part of the, you know, fun of this, is just seeing people blown away. And I've really noticed that people who are in tune with energy just light up as soon as they feel any of the batteries. And people who are suffering, you know, with physical or emotional things, also seem to really just get it. And then the cool ones are the ones who, they're really pretty fit, they're pretty healthy, they're, you know, vegan or whatever, and they meditate, and they're, you know, they think they got everything in balance. And then you do one of the range of motion test with them, or the muscle test or something, and it shows that they can get even stronger and even better. So it's so much fun. And
it's amazing. It's amazing how much fun we have with this.
Oh, you know what I forgot to tell you guys? I took my earthing card in the backyard, and you know how you say you use it like you put your thumb in front of the hose to spray the water. So I spray the water over my earthing card into the bird bath. Everybody in our neighborhood, every bird, every squirrel, everybody came to that bird bath, and I had to fill it the very next day. Normally, I have to fill it, you know, 4 days, 5 days, a week. I had to fill it the very next day. Everybody in the neighborhood came, so that was amazing.
Had your own little bird show right there in the backyard.
Oh, yes. And maybe
if you want to see something really amazing, yeah, you want to see something really amazing, find you a, like a little cherry tomato plant, or find you a little orange plant, and then take and put shove your earthing card down into the ground, and then put water on it and leave that earthing card in there for 3 or 4 days and water it literally every day, and then take your earthing water and continue watering it, and watch a little alien become born. It'll grow beyond your wildest imagination.
I will try it. I absolutely, with my orchids, because I don't know, I've got some orchids this year that don't want to do things.
That's fine.
Okay.
Take a picture before.
When you do that, actually do two identical plants, okay, you know, as close as you can to identical. Keep one at least 5 feet away from your project, and just be amazed at the difference. I mean, it's unbelievably overwhelming at how well the plants respond to the earth water.
And remember to take a picture.
Remember to take a picture. Lots of pictures. Every day where you could physically, you know, you'll see the difference in them, and then just take the pictures on a daily basis. And in that way, you can have another testimony, and you'll have one of those wow testimony days.
Will do. Sounds great.
Thank you so much for all you contribute. And all I can say is we're just beginning to, you know, not even scratch the scratch. We have so much work ahead of us. We had the privilege of a Reiki master, a naturopathic doctor, on the webinar today. And unfortunately, I realize that, you know, you're busy on Saturdays. But when anybody gets a chance to tune in on the Saturday, it's so, so brain swelling. She gave us so many tips and so many insights, and it's just remarkable, especially, you know, as people are willing to experiment, and typically Reiki masters, you know, kind of feel the energy. They understand the importance of this, and, you know, it's just a blessing to be able to work with you, Pam. We appreciate everything that you do and your actions to come. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And I was going to ask, is that available anywhere? Can we do
well,
that?
Well, the way all the Saturday seminars work is that they definitely film them. You know, they record them. But in the case of, you know, a practitioner from a foreign country where they don't have FDA mm-hmm. protocols, there's a good possibility that they throw out a couple, you know, things that we can't use here in the United States. So it's a matter of mm-hmm. can they edit that out of the original and still make it, you know, viable? And that is
okay.
determined by the legal compliance. So we don't know. We have no idea.
Okay. Gotcha.
And Pam, if you might be available on Monday or Tuesday, I've got about 25 Reiki masters that I have reached out and touched base with. I want to do a follow-up on Monday or Tuesday if I could get you with me, and I want to do a follow-up with them if that's possible. If not, I'll work around your schedule.
Evenings. Yep. Just call me.
All
you
right.
can
we'll
do it in the evening.
Okay, we'll try to get that scheduled and try to start calling them. All right, sound like a plan.
All right.
Thank you.
Sounds like a project, and everybody else understand that there's floral shops and there's pet owners. In fact, we recently had a young gal that paid attention to the Monday trainings. You know, again, anybody has access to the Monday trainings that are in our group. You know, we'll specifically introduce you to the Facebook group. You can join that. And what they taught this past Monday, she implemented on Tuesday. She landed a major pet account, a guy that, you know, cares for animals in Australia, and sold the largest order that we've had in the company since the beginning of February last year. And that is, you know, just from implementing a strategy on the internet to begin to bring, you know, interested people to take a look at this information. So understand, you know, when you sell a $3,000 order, you get a $750 instant commission. When you sell a bigger order, a $5,000 order, that's a $1,250 instant commission. And there is no limit to the number of orders that you can indeed introduce to people that are seriously looking for product acquisition for their customers. So unlimited potential, guys. Income is serious. The ability to impact lives is serious. And we need more brand partners to get the word out. There's just too many people that need what we have. With that, Sean, anybody else press one?
Nobody yet. But
okay, let me.
We'll open up. Pick a number and open it up. Open the
no,
line up. We'll
no,
see.
No, no. Let me do a testimonial, and then Sean can do one, and we'll close out if nobody wants
all
to
right.
volunteer. Number specifically, I have so many, but let me just real briefly say that I have some immune challenges, allergies. Had them forever, and when I was introduced to the immunity patch, I had something going on. Don't even know what it was, but I had Niagara Falls coming out of my nose, and the reality was that as soon as I put one patch on, it was amazing. It didn't take very long until that nasal discharge turned into just a drip. And I was kind of, you know, kind of facing the reality from my previous experience. And that was that I anticipated having a terrible night. You know, one of those nights you blow through a whole box of Kleenex, you know, you end up as Rudolph the Red. You don't sleep until you fatigue yourself by blowing your nose, and then finally you crash out, you wake up again, and you're still miserable. It's not what happened. About 20 minutes after I put that immunity patch on, and again, the company recommends two, but I only had one on, and it not only denigrated the amount of discharge, but it allowed me to go right to sleep. And I slept, you know, pretty comfortably through the night, woke up in the morning without any symptoms of what had happened, you know, the previous night. That's, I don't think, ever happened to me. And I went to Scott's house, and he has a cat. I've always been allergic to cat dander, and for one reason or another, I didn't have an immunity patch on at the time, and you know, I kind of was playing with his cat, came over, friendly creature, and I love animals, and they sort of are attracted to me, and I started noticing the first symptom of my, you know, allergic reaction, and that's my eyes start to water. Didn't take very long until next symptom appeared. That's my nose starts to run, and at that point I said, hey, I'm running. And I ran out to the van to get a resonator, put one on, immunity, battery, came back in. Scott was timing kind of the, you know, amount of time that I was back into the house, and in about less than 8 minutes I was asymptomatic, and I played with that cat the rest of the day. No complications of any kind. That's happened since then. Same thing, you know. And if I remember, you know, if I don't happen to lose my resonators in the woods or whatever I'm doing, I keep immunity on all of the time. Now, recently, I had two experiences that are mind-boggling to me. One, for one reason or another, and I'm an old guy, so, you know, anything can fall apart in your body at any point. You know, you kind of anticipate crazy things happening that are unanticipated. Well, ended up with real discomfort in my left foot, you know, to the point where I could, you know, barely really walk with a shoe on. And I didn't know what it was, you know, kind of happened late in the day, and I sort of didn't like that experience and decided it was time to put a relief battery on the toe on the left foot that was seemingly the apex of the discomfort. And that night it pretty much mitigated, I would say, you know, maybe 70% of the discomfort. Next day I, you know, kind of tolerated the foot, you know, knowing that it wasn't quite back to normal, but it was certainly not bad. And that night I put an earthing card in the top. I put a sock on, you know, when I went to sleep and put the earthing card on the top of that area of the foot, woke up, and I haven't had any challenges since. Completely resolved that issue, whatever it was. And then 2 days later, I ended up with a problem in my wrist, my left wrist, you know, probably strained it somehow. Don't have a clue, but I put a nitro patch on the left wrist. And why I didn't put a relief on at the same time was because I was not where the relief patches were, and I was too lazy to, you know, get out of where I was comfortably lying down, and went to sleep. Woke up in the morning, definitely some major improvement, but a little bit of discomfort there. And while I was still lying down, I took the earthing card in the area where the discomfort was, you know, I would say at its, you know, major impact, and within probably 10 minutes it resolved it basically to normal function. And again, and now it's been 24, maybe 36 hours since then, and no sign of that discomfort. So what can I say other than you need to have these on hand? You know, if you want to avoid the complications that I had I had probably more of the modalities on, I wouldn't have even noticed that anything had happened. But because I was inadequately batteried up, I ended up having to, you know, face the repercussions. But don't let that happen to you, or at least have everything on hand. One final testimony, and that was a couple weeks ago I was in Florida, and I was out on one of my silly weed walk thing excursions, and I was running late. I was in a state park that closes their gates at 8 o'clock, they locked their parking lot. And I was, you know, kind of a couple miles away from getting back to the end of the trail. It was already dark, and there were, you know, roots and uphill, downhill, slippery spots down to the alligator creeks and, you know, whatever was going on there. And I'm, you know, again, not a young puppy, and running is not the coolest thing in the world, but I knew, you know, my time constraints were that last mile and a half, but I had to really hustle to get back, and I did, and I didn't have nitro on, and I'll tell you that it was a challenge. I mean, it was one of those, you know, gosh, if it wasn't for, you know, the intense willpower that seemingly I'm able to put together on occasion when I need it, there's no way that I would have done that. Had I had the nitro with me,
it would have been such a different experience. And from that experience, I absolutely have learned a permanent lesson, and that is I'm taking a sheet of nitro with me no matter where I go, anytime, always, always, always. So hope that helps somebody in advance. Don't let yourself get caught with your batteries down, so to speak. Sean, if you would like to share your experience.
Let's hear yours, Sean. You got
great. It's a little bit of a it's a little three-parter right now. Bear with me. April of last year, I got pulled off my trailer and tore up my left arm. Rotator cuff, tore my bicep loose, and ripped my socket up bad. Had surgery on June 8th. And Mr. Shaw shared with me the product of, CBD and Relief. And I'm a little bit leery about the CBD at that time because I'm a truck driver, and that's how I hurt my arm, my flatbed, tarping. And so I took the Relief. I had not had any decent sleep since the accident, and I put one on, and 8 minutes later I got the first 8 hours of sleep I had gotten in months solid. Went through PT with it. They said it was going to be 16 weeks before I got on the road. The doctor released me on July 24th. Full 10 weeks before I was supposed to be able to get back on the road. During that time, after experiencing that, I said, okay, Gary, I'm gonna trust you. And I tried the CBD patches. I had a friend that was with Missouri Department of Corrections, and he gave me a drug test after I'd been wearing the patch for 2 weeks. And it came up completely negative to anything in my system. So the CBD, if you have a job that is, sensitive in that manner, this works. So you can use it. It helps you focus mentally. It helps keep you on task and helps you develop better. Since then, I had gained a lot of weight while I was sitting around waiting to get back to work. I bubbled up to 305 pounds, and I had heard Gary saying the fruit freshness cards work, so I got two of them, and I was at 305 January 7th of this year. Yesterday at my doctor's appointment, I was at 245.
Wow. Incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. I've cut out the sodas, and I'm using the water to help with these patches, these batteries. It helps. There's a few other things that are going on now that I'm going to talk to Gary about later. And Irv, you might want to be on that call too. But these things that they're showing you, they work. And if you take the time to listen to the people that are out here wanting to help you, from Scott to Joy to Richard to Teresa to Scott, even Gary and Irv are known to help when they can get on the phones. They're both busy people, but they do take time to help you. And we all come out here and help each other. And with that, I'll turn it over to Gary and Irv.
Very good. Is there anybody else on the board? If there isn't, we're going to close out early. Anybody else
anyone
on the board?
Like to
one?
Say anything? Press one.
Nobody is. Oh, okay.
Nobody.
Whoa, I got two people here. We're going to start with 5240. You're on the air.
5240.
Yes. This is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hey, welcome. Sheila.
The queenager.
Okay.
Energized
queenager.
Well, I don't know. I got on late because I've had a very grueling day. I don't want to go into it. Not pain or anything else. Don't worry about that. But tax advantages are enormous here. You take someone out to dinner and you talk about the business, it's deductible and things like that that you wouldn't think of, and it's really amazing. Anything you buy for the you know, use of samples or whatever you decide to do, it's all tax deductible, and that's really a good selling point if you're, which we don't sell, but, and when people ask you, what are you selling, and I'd like to make this, you know, clear to people, because people don't know how to react to that. I'm not selling you anything. I'm here to inform and enlighten you what is available. I don't make any buying decisions for you, so that's up to you. And it works.
Great point.
Absolutely.
And furthermore,
related to
the tax advantages, understand that people that have a current job just over broke reality, the situation is that as soon as you become a brand partner, and according to the tax code, you know, and I hate to kind of put it into the basic facts, but Uncle Sam wants you to be rich, and he gives huge advantages in having a business and even more advantages in home-based business. And for the average person that has a current job, even if you don't make any money in your business, okay, just adding legitimate business expenses while you are developing your business, you can end up with several thousand dollars in additional money that you can, you know, consider as take-home money from your regular occupation. In other words, you're reducing your tax liability because you can offset even the revenue that you are generating in other directions with the expenses, the loss, the business loss that you create from having a legitimate business. So there's no reason why anybody doesn't step up to the plate. Join us immediately. Begin to do what you can to generate a successful business journey. But while you're on that journey, you're going to still be in a win-win situation financially. Tax advantages alone. Thank you very much for that, Sheila. Anything else you want to bring to
yes,
the table?
Yes, I wanted to know what the specials were because unfortunately I was not able to get onto the call. If you could
we'll talk to you individually about that because
yes, right.
This is the best call we've had and we don't want to have any time-sensitive issues that aren't relevant when people hear this in 6 months. Okay, and
very,
anybody
very
else
good.
Pressing one?
I wanted to say one
yes,
other thing.
Yes, we have one more after this.
Okay, go
I
ahead, Sheila.
To say one
Sorry.
Other thing. I'll be quick. Here's the way you invite people. The space and the call is limited. I don't want you to get a busy signal when you call. So I need a definite answer that you will be able to be on this call. Do I have your permission to make a reservation for you? Bingo. 9 times out of 10,
yep.
They'll be on that call.
And do it Socratically. You know, can you make it Saturday or Sunday night? You know, give them a limited choice in which they commit to one or the other.
It doesn't
Great.
Work every time, I have to be honest, but it will work a lot of times. Believe me, it will.
Absolutely.
Hi, Sean.
One
yeah.
more after this. 6992, you are on the air. 6992. Hello?
6992, your mic is live.
Don't be shy.
Hello?
With that, I guess he decided not to speak. We certainly appreciate everybody who has cooperated and participated this evening. We appreciate everybody who is embracing these amazing technologies. We highly recommend that you use more of them. You'll find that the longer that you use them, the larger the benefit that you will derive from their use. And furthermore, whether you are looking to create additional income or not, this is such a fun process, a process in which you have the ability to impact other people's lives. The process that you have while you are introducing these cool technologies to people, you can actually have a blast doing it. It's so much fun. And as people react to the benefit, you know, even the biggest cynic in the world, when they absolutely can't deny the benefit that they receive from the freshness card, the specific exposure to the earthing card, the EMF shields, they all are demonstrable technologies. And it's really, really entertaining as you go out and begin to spread the good news. With that, Gary, close it out, please.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you so much. We thank you, Irv and I. We thank our team. Because we know you could be doing other things on a Saturday night than spending here with Rolling Energy Group. We appreciate each and every one of you. We ask you to tune in tomorrow night, bring some guests for Monday night. Remember our contest. Bring yourself and four additional guests. That will put you a sleeve and an EMF shield, which means you will get a 36-day worth of one product, a pill and stick, and you're going to get an EMF shield. If you can get four people and yourself to say your name Sunday night or Monday night before the end of the month, you will get that. Also, there's another contest. Whoever sells the most and has the most business volume on a food freshness card, you're going to win a food freshness card. So get busy. Need help? Call somebody. We're here. Thank you for tuning in tonight. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 7 p.m. Central Time. Thank you. Goodbye. God bless, and God bless America. Good night, all.
Thanks, all.
Good night, all.